Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 8:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's Top 5 with me, Bardia Honardo. The South Korean president has met with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un to discuss Kim's possible upcoming summit with the U.S. president. South Korea's presidential office says that the two leaders met north of the heavily militarized zone to exchange their views. The office says the meeting was aimed at paving the way for Kim-Trump meeting. This is the second inter-Korean summit since late April when Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un met for the first time. The two countries cut diplomatic ties in 1953. Political commentator Jason Unruh joins us now from Ontario. Mr. Unruh, tell us about this recent meeting between the leaders of South Korea and the North. And at this point, do you think that Kim Jong-un should be a little reluctant in having setting up another summit with the United States president?
Well, I think this is a significant event. The fact that the two sides, both the North and the South, got together to hammer out the details of the U.S. summit, or many of the details at least, without the U.S. present, due to the fact that Donald Trump just recently canceled the event and then a day later said that they could possibly take place in the future. His actions making absolutely no sense. I think this is important that the North and the South get together and hopefully try to organize things without the United States present. I think this is sending a message to the United States that they're tired of these games. They're tired of the U.S. continuing to push provocations, continuing to make delays, to play games with the North, to try to instigate them and just get down to business and hammer out this peace agreement. I think it's very important that the two sides work together and that it's becoming an increasing problem for the U.S. to take these kind of actions that are causing a great deal of concern, not just for the South Korean people who want to see an end to the hostilities between the two countries, but to the North as well, who's lived up to their end of the agreement so far. They've released people who were held inside the DPRK. They demolished the nuclear testing site in full view of the world's media. They've done everything that they're supposed to do. They've lived up to their end of the agreement, and the United States just keeps backing out of agreements, changing what they say, making new demands, just all kinds of irresponsible measures that would make any kind of negotiations or peace talks in the future much more difficult. Now, a lot of people mainly attribute this to perhaps possibly conflicting messages coming out of Washington right now. Many people do want these negotiations to go forward, to try to hammer out some kind of agreement to end the hostilities. Meanwhile, you've got very large, very loud neocon kind of rhetoric coming out of John Bolton, and I assume many others out of Washington as well, who want to see no peace negotiations, no kind of summit, so long as the DPRK continues to have a nuclear deterrent against U.S. invasion. And I think that this kind of flip-flopping, this going back and forth that Donald Trump is doing, which is very symptomatic of his presidency thus far, may be the result of different people getting in his ear and telling them what they should do in this situation. He says, okay, we have to get this deal done. We have to go out. And Bolton says, don't make it seem too easy. Make them work for it. Take some kind of other actions to let them know you're serious.
Political commentator Jason Unruh joining us from Ontario. Thank you, sir.